This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Mac and cheese, mushroom Swiss burgers, and sliced cheddar with apples. Cheese is an essential part of American comfort food. What many people don't know about the versatile dairy product is that, like fruits and vegetables, cheese is seasonal. Tia Keenan is a chef fromager and an all-around food expert. She previously worked with Casalula Cheese and Wine Cafe in Hell's Kitchen and earned an honorable mention in the 2009 Michelin Guide. She's here for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC, Tia.
Thank you for having me.
So, cheese is seasonal.
Well, like all natural products, cheese is influenced by the seasons. The two main factors that make cheese seasonal are the diet of the animal and then the lactation cycle, or where the animal is in their breeding process.
What's good right now in early spring?
Well, because we have so much fresh milk, spring and summer is a great time for fresh young cheeses. So cheeses like fresh goat's milk cheeses like Chèvre, or soft ripened cheeses like Camembert or Brie.
How do you select for freshness? We're talking about seasonality right now. How do you know what's good?
The best way to get good cheese is to buy cheese from a cheesemonger, from a cheese store. I'm going to be explicit and say that doesn't include a gourmet supermarket with a gourmet cheese
section. Does not.
This is a freestanding cheese store.
How come?
Because cheese is a really delicate product. It's a product that is best when it's handled properly. It's a product that's best when it's not been stored for a really long time.
And so this is where you say to your cheesemonger, what's good right now?
Exactly.
But what if you want a hard cheese?
You're
having that dinner and you're trying to provide a soft cheese and a hard cheese and a little mix and match.
If you wanted a hard cheese right now, you could have a hard cheese that maybe was made in late summer and then aged for 7 months or 8 months.
The cheesemonger would know this.
Yes, so that now it's hitting its time where it should be eaten. It's important to communicate to your cheesemonger the style of cheese that you would like. So it's totally appropriate, and your cheesemonger needs you to say this, to say, I really want a hard cheese for my dinner party this evening, or I really like a soft, runny, stinky cheese. I think what's hard for people in my profession is when a customer or guest comes and they say, I want a manchego, or I want a cheddar. Because Americans, we tend to want to identify products as brands. And so for us, cheddar becomes a brand, when really it's a style of hard cheese.
So help settle a long-running debate between me and my husband. He is Mr. Refrigeration when it comes to cheeses. I'm not afraid to have them sit out for a couple of hours. How long is too long? Do we over-refrigerate our cheeses?
I think we over-refrigerate in this country in general. It's common practice and pretty much agreed across the board by everyone that cheese should at least be tempered. So that you should take your cheese out of the refrigerator 1 to 2 hours before you're ready to eat it. That being said, as a New York City certified food handler, I'd have to say that cheese should always stay in the refrigerator. But privately, since it's just me and you talking on the radio,
nobody else is listening.
I'll say that I think we don't need refrigeration the way we think we do, especially with a lot of hard cheeses.
So how did you get interested in becoming a chef fromager, and what does that mean?
Well, it's kind of a name that I gave myself because I'm a fromager. I'm a cheese specialist, but I'm also someone who works with cheese in cooking, and I describe myself mostly like a sushi chef. But instead of my main protein being fish, my main protein is cheese.
I love your necklace.
Thank you.
Describe this.
I'm wearing, I got this for my 30th birthday from a good friend of mine. And this is it's kind of like a nameplate. It looks like a gold nameplate, except it says cheese.
Very
it's
nice.
Kind of my, it's my ode to cheese and also to my Long Island mall girl roots.
Well, Tia Keenan, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you so much. It's been wonderful to be here.
To get Tia's comfort food recipe for cheese s'mores and to learn more about seasonal cheese, go to our culture page at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.